Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm answering the question, how can I expand my awareness within my relationships? Now, today's question is part of our series, which is exploring the first pillar to our Relate Higher framework for creating successful, thriving, conscious relationships across our life. The first pillar is about entering into conscious relationship with the people that we're in relationship with. And so I've introduced you in our first episode in the series to what a conscious relationship is, and I've explained that our definition at Relate Higher is that a conscious relationship is a relationship approached with three different qualities. The first is love, the second is awareness, and the third is intention. In the previous episode, I introduced you to the quality of love and how to really embody love within yourself and your relationships deeper. In today's episode, we're exploring the quality of awareness. Now, awareness is a huge subject, and we could spend hours just focusing on this one quality. Today in this episode, I'm going to attempt to introduce you to the subject of awareness in a way that is simple and is also spoken about in the context of relationships. The reason I do this is because simple is much more powerful. I'm going to give you some exercises so that you can actually start at the end of this episode deepening into the quality of awareness within yourself and also your relationships. And with that expansive awareness that you have, you will notice that you're in a much better position to lead and make decisions within your relationships across your life. So the first way we'll make it really simple is the way that we explore the subject of awareness at Relate Higher is using two different concepts. The first concept is self-awareness, and the second concept is relational awareness. Now, both of these concepts we're thinking about in terms of relationships. So self-awareness, as in how I show up when I'm in relationship with other people. And then relational awareness is about being aware of the other people that you're in relationship with. So I want to give you first a little overview to how to think about the topic of awareness. Now, awareness is, in its truest form, all about accepting yourself and the other person that you're relating with as you are in that moment. Awareness is actually about observing. It's about being the witness. It's about being present with what is without trying to change anything. Now, this is one of the hardest things for all of us humans to do because we've been so conditioned that we're not enough as we are, that we need to be doing better, we need to be moving, we need to be changing, evolving, in action, doing something different in some way. But the first step to any transformation, as I've explained on this podcast, is awareness, and that is about truly being able to be where you are and accept where you are so that you can then move forward into the movement and the momentum. But we can't do that in any meaningful way with any clarity unless we first are able to meet ourselves and the other people in our life with where they are right now. So awareness is about, first of all, being present, which is the only way we can truly stop and pause and be the witness to ourselves or another person. So about being present, being in this moment right now, and then being the witness or the observer. So your job isn't to change anything. It's not to interact in any way. Your awareness is simply taking in, observing, witnessing what you're putting your awareness towards. So in the context of relationships, we can point our awareness to ourselves and what's happening within us, and not even just within us, but also how we're behaving, which I would think of more as an external thing rather than an internal thing happening. And then we can think about our awareness in terms of pointing that towards other people. So in today's episode, we're going to focus on how to expand your awareness in relation to yourself and also in relation to your awareness of others. So that's the first quality. We are being the witness and the observer. The second quality is that we are accepting the moment, yourself, and the other person exactly as you and they are in this moment. That's because coming from awareness, we don't need to do anything. We don't need to change anything. Our job is to basically drink in everything that we're noticing from the scene in front of us or within us without any judgment, without any conditions, without any other influences. We want to simply take in ourselves and the other person exactly as they are. Now, this sounds really simple, but this is one of the hardest things any human has to do in their life. We're all fighting the present moment. We're fighting ourselves as we are. We're judging other people and we only want to accept a particular narrative. We project our own experiences onto other people and then fail to see the person as they are. We fail to ask questions of other people so that we don't make assumptions and we get a fuller picture. If we're unable to look within ourselves, then it's very hard to be able to have the knowledge and awareness to know what to ask other people so that you can expand your awareness. And it's also hard to read what you're picking up from other people through the different voices and systems you have within yourself. So expanding your own self-awareness is very much linked to your ability to be more aware within your relationships. So we will always start with self-awareness first, and then we move to relational awareness. So they're the two qualities that you need to know about first when it comes to awareness. We are one, simply being the witness and the observer to what is happening in front of us. And secondly, we are accepting the moment within ourselves and the other person exactly as it is. Now, something that can be really helpful to understand on this second point is the concept of meeting truth. Now, what I want you all to know is that truth changes. Your truth changes. Other people's truth changes. And when you simply sit to pay witness to someone's truth in that moment, that does not mean you are acquiescing in some way to what they're telling you. It doesn't mean you're agreeing with what they're saying. It doesn't mean you're giving up in some way. It doesn't mean that that will be your truth or their truth forever. What it does enable you to do is to understand all of the facts and what is happening in any present situation, what people's needs are, what their desires are, what their emotions are, all the information that you need to make a powerful decision from this point forward. And the only way you can get that information to make a powerful decision is by not judging the information you're being given. But the way that we've been conditioned as people is to literally turn off to ourselves and other people if we do not agree or like, or if we're threatened in some way by what we're witnessing. So instead, we put on our glasses and we look at people through the lens that we want to see them, or through a lens that we've been conditioned to be unafraid of in some way, or even to expect from other people. Sometimes we're putting on glasses and they're laced with fear as well. What the point is here is that we're not seeing things as they are because of our conditioning. This makes it really hard to make great decisions because we don't actually know what the information is and whether that's actually legitimate information or not. The other piece on this subject of meeting truth is that when a person, including yourself, is able to simply express their truth in a moment and be witnessed, this is very important, the being witnessed by yourself or another person, just accepting and allowing you to be who you are in that particular moment, to express who you are in that particular moment, unless you're able to do that, then what that expression of truth in that moment is or was, it prolongs how long you experience that. So if you're trying to hold a particular aspect of yourself back, it's likely that that unowned part of yourself is coming out everywhere. It's just prolonging how long it's with you. But if instead you're able to simply express it, there's a part of you that is able to let go of that part of you. It doesn't need to find voice because it's already been accepted and therefore in some way integrated. This is actually what an effective therapeutic and coaching container and space is all about. People don't always understand why coaching and talking about yourself in some way, having space held for you, is so powerful. The part of the reason why it's so powerful is that as you are held in a non-judgmental space, expressing whatever your truth is in that moment and becoming aware of what your truth is and then being accepted by the person holding the space for you because they have been trained how to meet truth and just allow you to be who you are in that moment without judgment, with total love, that in and of itself is transformative. It's the first step in the transformation process, awareness, which includes acceptance. And from that place, you're able to actually find clarity. And guess what? That clarity is usually different to what you first learned in the awareness phase. So the truth that you first express, it's very rare that that is the truth that remains as you move through the transformation process. Most of the time, we just need to get this particular truth off our chest. It's almost like there's this particular part of us in any given moment that just wants to be noticed. And then as soon as it's noticed, then another part gets to come up, and then another part and another part. And through the acceptance of all of these different parts of yourself, you're then able to use the wise part of your mind to make decisions about what is actually most in alignment for you. And this is what's happening within yourself and everybody else. So when it comes to being in conscious relationship and just simply creating great, thriving, successful relationships generally, the only way we can do that is when we allow ourselves to really embody this quality of awareness. Okay, let me summarize what I've just shared there. So there are two qualities that make up awareness. The first is your ability to be the witness and the observer, which means that you're not doing anything, you're simply seeing, allowing yourself to see and take in what's happening within you and what's happening within another person. Secondly, you are accepting what you're seeing. So you're not trying to change anything, you're not projecting, you're not judging, there's nothing that you're doing. You're simply taking it in and fully accepting yourself and the other person with their expression of truth in that moment, knowing that your judgment can come later and it will only be a well-informed decision or judgment that you make in order to move forward and lead your life and your relationship in powerful ways through this process of non-judgmental, simply being the witness, observing and accepting yourself and the other person in that moment. Remember that by accepting the truth in that moment, you're very likely to access a deeper truth within you, and that's very likely for the other person that you're also observing. So this is why relationships are so powerful, because they enable us to be witnessed by another person. It's so powerful for you to do that to yourself, but to also have that then extended to another person witnessing you. That is incredibly powerful and it's very transformative. It allows both people to access deeper truths that they weren't even aware of. And this is why relationships are so collaborative. You go in thinking these are the things I want, the other person goes in thinking these are the things I want, but then together you actually discover other truths that you would never have revealed had you not had that interaction together. And sometimes the truths are revealed within a conscious conversation with the other person where you're both fully engaged in an experience or a conversation, and then a truth is revealed. Sometimes the other person is not actually even consciously there or physically present, but you in your own thoughts are having a conversation or an experience with that person, and then that in and of itself is presenting a deeper truth or realization for you. So this is the power of relationships. They really allow us to have an expanded awareness of ourselves and what's possible in and of itself. And we get there through embodying those two qualities that make up awareness. Okay, so let's now talk about how to apply these two qualities to self-awareness and also relational awareness. First, let's talk about self-awareness. So if we're the witness to ourselves and we are simply accepting and meeting our truth in this moment, what this looks like is this. You want to notice, first of all, the three voices / systems within you that are always communicating with you in every single moment. And you want to slow down to give each one of those voices space to be heard. Otherwise, what happens is they take over trying to have their truth be heard. And because they're trying to have their truth be heard and we don't want to hear it because we think that that's going to be our truth forever, we're afraid, we ignore it, and then that's the truth we end up having driving us in our life and our relationships. So instead, we want to stop in and check in, give these voices some airtime, and then through what we learn, we're able to then make better decisions for ourselves. And then there's a fourth other voice or observation that I also want you to make. So this is our exercise for self-awareness today. These are the questions. First, you want to ask, what is my mind trying to communicate with me right now? And you can answer that question with a follow-up question, which is simply, what am I thinking right now? This is going to expand your awareness from a mental perspective. And your job is simply to notice, what was I just thinking? What does my mind want to communicate with me right now? You write it down. Secondly, we're now going into the body. What does my body want to communicate with me right now? What is my body trying to tell me? And if you can't answer that question with that prompt, instead, just describe what's happening within your body right now. So I notice that my body's feeling really stiff. I notice that my heart rate is pulsing rapidly or it's calm and steady. How would you describe what you're feeling right now in your physical body? Or what is your body communicating with you? What does it want you to know? Some of you will find that prompt easier to answer. Remember, no judgment, you're simply writing down what you hear. Thirdly, what does my intuition or my soul, whatever resonates most with you, what does my intuition or soul want to communicate with me right now? And if you find that difficult to answer, what you can do is take a moment, take a big breath in, and then a long breath out through your mouth. Place your awareness inside yourself and ask the question in a voice, what do you want me to know today? And then just wait and listen. Your intuition will communicate with you in different ways. It's different for all of us. We have our own intuitive libraries, and it's our job just to ask the question, give the intuition the space to communicate with us and to, without judgment, notice what it's communicating with you. Sometimes the inner voice will communicate to you with feelings. Sometimes it'll be through a sense of knowing, sometimes through words that you might hear or you might see images. You might be inspired to sit down and draw something or to put on your phone and record something that you say that's channeled through you. Just allow whatever happens to happen and simply then write down exactly what was communicated to you. And the more you do this, the better you'll get at actually having that connection with your intuition. Okay, so they're the first three parts of ourselves we want to check into. And the reason we want to check in with these three parts is these three parts are always chattering away using their own language system with us. And unless we pay attention and take the space to communicate in the way that they communicate with us, then we don't know what they're saying. So they just get louder and they try to compete with who's going to be the loudest, where we just need to give them all some airtime so that we can hear from them all, and then we can use our awareness, our consciousness of these three systems to make better decisions. Now, the fourth question I want you to ask yourself is also, how am I behaving right now? Now, you can also use this question in a reflective way, and you can also use all of those other questions on the three voices within you in a reflective way too. So there may have just been a situation, maybe you had an interaction with someone and you're thinking about like, I need to build my self-awareness around what just happened. So what was happening for me then? What was I thinking? How was I feeling then? Like in my body or emotionally? And what does my intuition want me to know about what just happened? And how was I behaving? So I think about the behavior as a more of an external thing. How was I behaving? Why was I behaving that way? These questions are all building your self-awareness of either a moment in the present or a moment that's happened in the past. And all of this information does not mean that that's your truth forever. It just means you're getting more information about particular aspects of yourself that wanted to be expressed. And the quicker you allow yourself to be aware of those parts, give them a voice, the quicker you're able to access deeper truths within you and make better decisions moving forward within your relationships. Okay, so now when it comes to relational awareness, we're literally doing the same thing with some very small adjustments, but with the context being another person. So let's say you've got your mother sitting across from you, or a friend, or a colleague, or a romantic partner, someone else is sitting across from you, or you might even just be thinking about an interaction you had with someone in the past. You building your relational awareness is moving outside and beyond yourself, first of all, to observe and be the witness and accept another person's truth in that moment. So you want to be asking yourself, inquiring, what were they thinking? Like, what was happening in their mind? What were they thinking in that particular moment? And not from a judgmental place, like literally with curiosity. I wonder what they were thinking, like what made them behave in that way, or what made them show up in that way or say that particular thing. What do I think they were thinking? And if you don't know, ask them, what were you thinking when you said that? Like, tell me more about why you said that. And you have to come from a place of curiosity and not defensiveness when you're doing this. Otherwise, the other person will shut down. Secondly, what were they feeling, or what was happening for them within their body? And you can simply notice and pay attention to another person's body language. This is something we are all really bad at doing. For instance, on the subject of consent, some people might consent to a particular interaction with you. Yes, I want to do that, but their body language is a no. We need to get better at learning that communication is not just about what people say to one another. It is about taking all of the person in and those three parts. But when both people or one of the people is unaware, they're not very good at fully communicating with you about what's happening within them. But you, because you're self-aware, might be able to notice, hey, I'm hearing that you're saying yes or a no, but your body is telling me something different. Can we talk about that? Can we talk more about what's happening for you? So we always want to pay attention to the body. And sometimes that's about the emotions that are being experienced. Other times it's simply about the body language that we're communicating to ourselves with or another person. Your body's always communicating with you, and so are everybody else's bodies. Now, even with the body, it could be that you're just noticing that both of you are stressed or one of you is stressed. That's really good information to know, isn't it? Because we know that when we're stressed, it's probably also leading us to have stressful thoughts, and that is the truth in that moment that needs to be noticed. And then we're able to to ourselves, we're able to regulate the nervous system, calm down, breathe, get into a place where we're regulated, and then we're able to access deeper truths within us that aren't coming from that fear-based physical response we're having in that moment, which is probably to do with something that's got nothing to do with what's happening in front of us. So the body awareness is really helpful in your relational awareness when it comes to communicating with other people. And then thirdly, you can also intuit and also have a conversation with the other person about, well, what is your intuition telling you here? What does your gut say? Or what does your heart say? What does your soul say? Tell me about that. And sometimes we can pick up messages from other people simply because we're intuiting what they're intuiting, right? Like, have you ever felt that where you both just have this thought at the same time and it's like you're connected and this great idea or something is being communicated, you don't know where it's coming from, you're both receiving that same download at the same time. So sometimes we pick up on messages from other people through ourselves, but no matter whether you're picking it up through yourself or whether the other person is telling you that's what's happening, that's being communicated to them through their intuition, you always want to check. Don't make assumptions. You want to ask, like, what is that, what is coming through for you as well? Can you check in and tell me and communicate? So you also then finally want to look at their behavior. How are they behaving and why might they be behaving that way? Now, as we can see, if we literally just tuned in to those 8 questions to observe and accept what's happening within ourselves in a given moment and observe, accept, and listen to what's happening within another person in any given moment, we have much better information to move forward within a relationship, and it allows each person to feel meaningfully heard, seen, and connected, which is the thing that we all want within our relationships that we're so bad at giving to each other. And listen, this is basically what's happening for you in a coaching relationship for sure when you work with us at Relate Higher. And that's why it's so powerful, because most people are really, really bad at doing this for themselves and also for others. So the power of awareness and fine-tuning your awareness can be a gift for every interaction that is actually a rare occurrence. And you will notice that you will experience better quality relationships just because of it. All right, my friends, I'm going to leave it here before we get even more convoluted with this big topic of awareness. What you want to do now is go away and ask those 8 questions of yourself and for the last 4 in relation to another person that you're interacting with. And notice how this expands your ability to make better decisions and access deeper truths within yourself and within the other person and within your relationship as you ask these 8 questions. And then you can continue practicing these 8 questions as you move throughout your life. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.